I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. The hit HBO series The Wire kicked off its fifth and final season last night. It's set in my hometown of Baltimore, on the corner, around the way, and in City Hall, the police precincts, local schools, and this season, the newspaper office. I spoke with two actors from the series. In a moment, we'll meet Jamie Hector, who plays a rising drug dealer, but first, actress Felicia Snoop Pearson. On The Wire, she plays an androgynous street corner killer. Last season, Snoop got all hot and bothered about a nail gun. We're not talking about one of those Home Improvement show moments. She used the nail gun to entomb bodies in an abandoned brownstone. And in this scene, she found the perfect tool.
If you want to shoot nails, this is the Cadillac, man. This is gunpowder activated, 27 caliber, full auto, no kickback, nail throwing mayhem, man. This right here is tight.
Felicia Snoop Pearson's character on the show is called Snoop, and like her character, the real Snoop used to deal drugs and was even sent up for killing a woman. Her new memoir is Grace After Midnight. We got a chance to talk to her about The Wire and her book. She was at a nightclub when one of the actors on the show, Michael K. Williams, told her she should be on the small screen.
I didn't know who Michael K. was. He came to me, you know, and asked me, was I a girl or boy? And I said, I'm a girl. He was like, wow. And, you know, he was like, they had a script for a guy, you know, and he was like, forget that. I want you to come to see the writers and the producers and all that. And the next day he called me, I came. They said they were going to send me out for an audition. I auditioned, and here I am.
And at the time that Michael came up to you and told you about coming on the show and tried to recruit you to come on the show, where were you on that line between leading the straight and narrow life in terms of where you got your finances from and going into crime, which you had done before?
I was still on the corners.
Doing what?
Selling drugs.
You know, Baltimore, which is my hometown, so much runs through Baltimore in terms of the drug trade. There's a lot of supply. What made you good at what you did?
I mean, because I know the streets, you know, and then I went and tried to get a job. You know, I had three jobs. And like I said, Grace After Midnight, every time I turned around, they kept firing me. So what else can I turn to? The streets will never let you down. That's sad to say, but, you know, would I supposed to be starving, go to a shelter? You know, because they fired me, like, no, because you're a criminal background.
You went to jail for killing someone in self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wish that you could go back in time?
And every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Tell us about the title, Grace After Midnight. How did that come about?
Grace After Midnight. I got midnight from my past. You know, it was like, it wasn't no coming from out of that. You know, it wasn't no break. And as soon as it get dark around my way, that's when a lot of things go off, a lot of things pop off. Grace is right now that I'm trying to bless another kid with the opportunity that I'm getting right now with something. And just to let people know, you can make it through your trials and tribulations, even though it just seems so gloomy. But you can make it out of.
What does grace mean to you?
Grace means what I'm doing now. Everything.
Now that you are on television playing a character with the same name that you have, do you feel that there's a private Snoop and a public Snoop, or do you feel like all of it is just laid out on TV? Do you have a private life,
I guess? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
The character Snoop that I play on The Wire is nothing like the real Snoop at all. You know, I had the character Snoop don't cares about nothing. The character Snoop listens to Marlo. The real Snoop don't listen to nobody. The real Snoop, she has a kind and loving heart that give her last dollar to anybody, you know? I mean, it's a difference. It's a totally difference.
When you think about this show ending, what's next? You've written a book, been on TV, very popular character. What lies ahead for you?
more movies, more whatever that comes my way. You know, I don't know what the future holds, but I know I'm in it.
Well, Snoop, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
The author of the memoir Grace After Midnight, Felicia Snoop Pearson. She plays a character by the same name on HBO's TV series The Wire. And The Wire's been praised for the accuracy of its characters, whether they're cops, reporters, politicos, or gangsters. Take Marlo Stanfield, a ruthless drug dealer who still cares for a few folks.
All I'm saying, if I'm going to take your package, split need be fair.
I mean, I got to pay all my people the same and hear you upping the price on me.
Pay your people less.
They my people, though.
Actor Jamie Hector explains how he sees the character he plays.
Marlo is a very disciplined businessman, economic sociopath. You know, he's a cat on the streets that just has an advantage over others because he just basically like has no heart, but he has heart for those that he loves that are around him.
In the first episode of the season, you'll see him holding court over a group of friends and frenemies, including one played by Method Man. What does it take for your character, Marlo, to stand in front of a group of people and try to hold them down, hold them to order?
In his situation, murder. And it takes also taking care of them. Really, that really plays a huge part, being able to take care of those that stand around him.
You know, The Wire has been highly praised for bringing together, weaving together all these different parts of city life. And it's very specific about Baltimore, but it also says a lot about cities in general, where you have the government, you have the underground, you have the police officers. And as this series matures and as this series, frankly, reaches its end, you see that every hierarchy has its problems. The police hierarchy is going through its problems. The government hierarchy is going through its problems. And the criminals are going through their own problems.
Yes, indeed.
In a way, this show is about power. What did you learn about power being on the show?
That everybody's trying to get it. Not everybody's going to achieve it. But at the same time, you know, those that decide to stick to the script may somewhat achieve it at times, but everybody tends to try to break the rules a little bit. And as far as, like, juking the stats, as you've seen in the... I mean, you've seen that throughout the entire, all the five, every season so far. The police, they juke the stats in order to get what they may want, and the Board of Education. And everybody's trying to get power and trying to get recognized and trying to make a difference, but at the same time, the powers that be don't allow it. So I learned, basically, that everybody really, really would like to get power, but it's just a fine line between getting power and staying legal.
Now, the cast also has evolved over different seasons, and this final season is your third season. What have you learned about working with a tight group of people who...
Oh, you know, I learned a lot. You know, you surround yourself with what you want to be best at, and you hopefully become that. Working with Sonya, working with Felicia, working with Benga, working with Idris and Wood, and as well as behind the scenes, Ed and David and Nina, I learned how to be a better person. I learned how to be a better actor also. And, you know, I learned how to take what they have and apply it to what I have, which will fine-tune everything that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a moment where you're like, yeah, I'm glad you think that, but that's not how I'm going to play this scene?
No, you know, funny thing about it is, they hire you and they expect that you would know how to deliver. So, I mean, I work on what I have to work on before I come to the scene so I understand what's going on before and after, inside, under, and on top.
The Wire has been put together by some people with very different, very interesting backgrounds, people with backgrounds in media, law enforcement, even on the other side of law enforcement. I understand that you talked with Melvin Williams, who was a drug dealer, and talked to him about your role. What did you learn from that interaction?
When I spoke to Melvin about the role, he told me some interesting things. And one thing that he said to me was, remember, when you make money, be aware that somebody's always trying to take it. So always keep an eye on your dollar. And he also, I mean, he told me so many things. He basically, it wasn't more so what he said. It was more so how he moved. That was very interesting.
What do you mean by that?
He studied martial arts. He understood how to stay still. One time we were shooting out in Baltimore and it was very hot outside. And, you know, people tend to act up when it gets hot. In other words, they can't stand still. They fidget. They want to take their clothes off. And he simply said, the art to mastering this is just be still. And he didn't break a sweat. And it was, I mean, extremely humid and it was hot. You know what I mean? It was just very uncomfortable. And his art to that was simply just to be still. And that's my first introduction to Melvin, is one time when I went into, I came on set and I was going to my trailer. And there he, and I went into the wrong trailer. I actually opened the door and there he was laying in the dark, lights off, and just laying there with his hand leaning on his fist and just looking at the door. And I was like, oh, excuse me. He's like, don't worry about it, young blood. And I just shut the door. So that was my first introduction to him, his stillness. And that's more of an example for me as my way to approach the character than hearing somebody talk all day.
You also have a lot of other things going on. You have a clothing line.
Yes.
And you're going to be on Heroes, which is such a highly acclaimed show. It doesn't seem like after The Wire ends, you're going to be unemployed. Tell me a little bit more about what your plans are.
Yeah, well, you know what? I started a clothing line called Royal Addiction. And I'm opened a store in Brooklyn and Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, 463 Tompkins. And it's a trendy line, and it's a line that I enjoy because I enjoy dressing. I've always enjoyed it, you know, putting sneakers together with the outfit. And the way I dress, I'm sure people would also enjoy it also. For instance, Marlo, his character, people enjoy watching him to see what he's going to wear. As far as Heroes go, yeah, it's huge, and I enjoy that also. I'm playing a character named Benjamin Knox Washington. And we began shooting, and it's fun because it's so much going on behind the scenes as far as sci-fi, so to speak, action. I mean, the minute I got on set, it was complete action. Behind the scenes, throwing people, punching people, just up and down, in and out. And it's just that's another challenge in itself because, you know, when you're acting, you know, you tend to do so much drama at times that you love to get into like an active sport and just exercise everything that you know. And I'm a martial artist, and I have the opportunity to apply that.
Sounds like you got a lot on your plate, Jamie.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jamie Hector plays Marlo Stanfield on HBO's critically acclaimed The Wire. Yesterday, the show kicked off its fifth and final season.